CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Ontario's party leaders are back on the campaign trail today, looking for votes for the upcoming provincial election following their final debate last night. Another trade union is throwing its support behind the Progressive Conservatives. Leader Doug Ford announced this morning that the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades are supporting his plan for the province.
They know what it takes to build, and they are lining up behind our plan to build Ontario. They know we'll always have their backs, and I'll always have their backs.
During last night's debate, Ford took a shot at NDP leader Andrea Horvath, saying she's losing the support of the labor movement. Meantime, NDP leader Andrea Horvath talked about school infrastructure today. She indicates that there is a $16.8 billion backlog of repairs that need to be done in schools.
An ability to drink the water in their schools, making sure that their air conditioning and heating systems are working, that the roofs aren't leaking, the ceilings aren't leaking in their classrooms. We can actually deliver that for kids.
The 10-year plan from the NDP starts with $5 billion over 3 years to start working on the list, as well as hiring more. Ontario Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca is talking up his economic dignity plan in Etobicoke today. He promises a four-day work week pilot project, an increase to the minimum wage, paid sick leave, and portable benefits. Todd Kaysenberg says his first term as mayor of North Perth brought triumphs and challenges. Among those, of course, the pandemic, which slowed the progress for government. Kaysenberg says the creation of the mayor's task forces, as well as more public committees, like the COVID-19 Recovery Action Group, was something he's very proud of.
The engagement of our community and our citizens in the decision-making and ideation processes for our community's future, that was it's very much what I promised, and I feel pretty satisfied with our accomplishments on that front.
Kaysenberg says affordable housing, the local workforce, and infrastructure projects like an eventual Listowel truck bypass will be major goals for council following the elections in the fall. A part of Harrison Park in Owen Sound is closed because of a diesel spill. City officials say a small amount of diesel fuel from an unknown source was spilled in a parking lot. City staff and Owen Sound Fire are laying out spill response materials, including at the adjacent water course on the west side of the island section of Harrison Park. The Ontario Spills Action Center was contacted, and a contractor is actively working with staff to clean up the park. Hundreds of Ukrainian fighters have left the vast steel plant in Mariupol and turned themselves over to Russian hands. Russia called the operation a mass surrender, while the Ukrainians said the garrison had completed its mission and they were working to pull out the remaining fighters. The fall of the massive underground complex in Mariupol would mark a significant milestone in one of the bloodiest battles of the war. For more on these and other stories, head to cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports, the second round of the NHL playoffs start tonight. Tampa Bay will be on the road to face the Panthers, and the late game has St. Louis in Colorado. Major League Baseball, Seattle is in Toronto for game two of their series. The Jays took the series opener last night. Tonight's game gets underway at 7:07, and you can catch all the action live on CKNX. NBA Playoff Conference Finals has Boston in Miami. It's an 8:30 start, and that's game one. Kentucky Derby runner-up Epicenter has been set as the morning line favorite for the Preakness Stakes on Saturday. Derby winner Rich Strike is not in the field. Partly sunny and breezy today. Clear tonight, but breezy, low near 3, and the chance of frost. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with the chance of showers in the afternoon, high 16. On Thursday, cloudy with a high of 22. And for Friday, chance of showers and cloudy, windy with a high of 26 degrees.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.